Okay, so I think we'll get started. And for anybody who's new, just 1 second, let me mute the call here. Star 5. Okay, Luce, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, it's you and I. So let me first welcome everybody to the Unlock the Game Mindset Success Call this month. The purpose of these calls is to really find a role model or somebody among our membership or someone on the outside of our membership that can actually add value to what we're doing to help us, everyone, to get more focused on what we're doing and more successful. And people kind of just fall into my lap who are just brilliant at what we're doing and are available to help us as resources. And I'm excited about this call today because I have Luce with us, who's one of our coaches, and a lot of members have actually worked with her already. And she has special gifts that she brings to us on this call. And I try and really take advantage of really bringing out people's best on these calls so that we can all take notes, and even myself, to be able to better our ability to connect with people on the phone, which equates to more sales for all of us and more economics for all of us for the better. And, of course, making just the sales environment a much better place to be. So today's call with Luz is interview, and I had her write up 15 key strategies that she has been able to gather and use with her members that have made them very successful. And the thing about Luz is she has a very deep way of looking at the mindset, and she's more on the left side of the brain, or cut of the brain, depending on how you want to put it. And she has a beautiful way of expressing ways to help people clear their mind to connect better with people in the sales environment. And I've kind of titled this talk, Your Thoughts, Your Internal Dialogue. How do you get clarity on your own thinking and your own thoughts? Because once you get clarity on that, then the mindset and the phrases work magically, easy to use and easy to be successful with. So, Luz, welcome. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Ari. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you so much for
great.
Having.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So why don't we get into it? I know everyone's excited about this call, and make sure you have your pens and notepads out. And after the call, about 40 minutes, we'll open the call to Q&A. And if anybody on the call who's worked with Luz already is having success, we'd love to hear your feedback too. But Luz, why don't we begin? You have 15 points you sent to me here, and the first one you wrote is our thoughts create our reality. Tell me more about that.
Okay. This is something that is already at this point, I mean, you know, for so many years we've been exploring the mind. And at this point, it's a science that our thoughts create our realities. It's been proven. And the problem is that we don't have normally a strategy, or we haven't done the transition to that idea. The idea is rather new. So we kind of need to start a strategy about using our thoughts to the best of our benefit. And
okay.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's difficult in general because thoughts are so abstract to think, you know, to think about your thoughts. But
Luz, can you give me an example of what you mean by our thoughts create our reality? Like an example of that? Like what do you mean by that?
Okay. This is the way I see it. I'm going to give you a visual, okay?
Okay.
Let's say that we have an inventory of thoughts.
Inventory
in
of
our
thoughts,
head.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a big warehouse full of thoughts.
Okay.
Many of those thoughts are coming from the past, mm-hmm. and they are interfering in the present.
Okay.
And they are, when they interfere in the present, they are not allowing us to stay in the present because they remind us of things of the past. Right?
Okay. I'm starting to see this now. Okay.
So what happens is that what you really need to do is that in many cases, in many ways, we're being trapped by memories of the past that are translated into thoughts in our heads. And we get paralyzed with these negative ideas that are not real right now. They belong to the past. whatever past, whether it's with cold calling, the old way, or, you know, your sense of rejection when you were 5 years old, you know, whatever it is, however you explore, however you perceive a no, for instance.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, so let me see if I can kind of put this in more pragmatic terms. So what you're saying, and I agree with you, is that we have a lot of thoughts that are still with us from the past in our lives, many of them negative, some positive, but because those thoughts are still full in our mind in the present moment, that does not give us the ability to be totally present with someone else or ourselves, which gets in the way of our ability to connect with other people. Is that about right?
Right, and not only other people, but to grow ourselves, because we are attached to the memory of the past.
Got it. Okay, so without without clearing our mind from the thoughts of our past, we're kind of held hostage to those old thoughts, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it.
So the idea is to, first of all, start being in charge, because they are somehow governing us, you see. So how do you do that? You start by, if you have, this warehouse full of thoughts that are kind of acting out, you know, what do you do with the kids when they act out? You know, they give them attention. It's the same thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You give attention to the thoughts, because
okay.
You have to start that connection with them so that they can help you. It's the same thing we have to do with the prospect,
mm-hmm.
in a way, you see. So what you do is that you start a conversation and you start organizing them in the inventory. You know, this
mm-hmm.
inventory has to be organized,
mm-hmm.
first by time, past, mm-hmm. present, and future,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that's one part of it.
Okay, so you're, if I see where you're going with this, you're helping us get behind the scenes as to why we have certain fears and why certain things paralyze us in the present moment. And what you're saying
right.
is we have an inventory of thoughts about our lives that's in the past that's still accessible to us now in our memories. And every day we go through our lives and we do our business and talk to our families, we sell those thoughts that are present in our mind, and that kind of clogs up our ability to really, you know, make ourselves better people and at the same time be present enough for the other person we're talking to on the phone to connect with us.
Right. Yeah. You know, when that happens, it's like, I lost my thought.
No problem. I know what happens when fears come into our mind related to, you know, could be selling or anything else in our lives. We think about what we think might happen if we do something. And like you said,
exactly.
our thoughts create our reality. So if we
exactly.
if we have all these fears from the past, then we believe that our reality is that if we make this phone call, a bad thing is going to happen. And I think that's what you're talking about, is that bridge that we all need to let go, a breakthrough, to make our breakthroughs, right?
Right, exactly. And then the other part of it, you know, is what do you do with those thoughts? The first thing
mm-hmm.
you do is you start identifying them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully understanding which one comes from the past, very long time ago when you were a child, and which one comes from being a salesperson with the old way of selling,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because that's
mm-hmm.
another huge period of your time that you've been dealing with negative thoughts. That you're not
okay.
having a healthy relationship with the other party.
Okay, well, 1 second. So what you're giving us right now is a system for doing this, and you're saying first thing we need to do is be aware of our thoughts. That's number one. The
right.
second thing we need to do is we need to archive and tag them. So if it's a thought we have about something happened to us in the past, we need to mark that in our minds and go, this goes in the past bucket, right?
Right. Right.
Okay.
And the
okay.
way you do it, and this is the part that's the most fascinating. I've been working with thoughts like so many years because I've been always completely fascinated by the human mind. And, of course, I had to start with mine. So, you know, the beauty about that is that, believe it or not, it's not complicated at all. Once you start the process of identifying your thoughts and you know, what you do is you dismiss them in your mind. What you're doing is, okay, you identify the thought that comes to you that says, oh, I haven't made any sales. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to go down. This is going to be so hard. You know, that thought that comes from you. It always comes, you know. Oh, everything's going to be horrible. Everything's going to fall, right?
Yes.
So most of the time, that thought comes from your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you identify that thought, all you have to do is say, go back to the past, because you are the one in charge in your inventory and in your head.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of taking charge.
So you're actually talking to your thought and saying, I hear you coming to my mind right now. You're bringing something from the past. I'm going to ask you now, please go back to where you belong in your box and close the box and you're waiting there,
exactly.
Right?
I'm going to come back to the box when I want to write about that time in my life. And believe me, I treasure you. I love you. But, you know, you belong in the past. You don't have any business here. This is me now. I'm a grown-up person.
Right.
And I am the one who makes the decisions.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's
so you're
it's simple as that, because all you have to do is repeat it 10, 20 times. I don't know how many, but I tell you and I guarantee that you repeat it 15 times, 20 times consistently and it goes away. It goes back to the past and it's happy and fine in the past.
Yeah. I believe you're right, and I think the challenge a lot of people have is just the awareness of seeing that thought as an entity. As something you can talk to, something you can say to it. You know, you have a dialogue with that, whatever that thought is. Ask it to go back, and just that conscious dialogue with that thought in itself is what clears it to go back into its box. As opposed to most people, they can't step out of themselves to see that as something they can actually address. They just sort of live with it and go through life frustrated and they're paralyzed, right?
Well, mainly, I think the problem is that we are just unaware they are there. That's why we have to have the conversation.
Awareness,
It's just awareness, and they don't know what to do with them, you know? And what happens is that we're having this conversation in our head anyway with the right brain, and the left brain is there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're making decisions based on this chaos between the left brain and the right brain instead of establishing a partnership in the middle line with the two sides.
Mm-hmm.
And and if you start that in your head with the left brain and the right brain, you're obviously going to project it to the prospect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it starts inside. Change starts inside. Nobody can change anything.
So what you're saying is, no matter if you've got the right perfect words or right perfect script, if your thoughts are incongruent with being present in the moment with the other person, it's just nothing's going to work.
Yeah.
Right. So by clearing out your mind and letting those thoughts go back to where they belong, you have traction. You move yourself forward, and success happens. I think that's what you're saying. This formula.
Yeah,
right?
It's like managing yourself. You know, call up a meeting with the thoughts. Sit them around a table. Discuss it. Establish a partnership with them. Go, you know, give them the attention they need. If they belong in the past. You know, they probably are coming back because there is something. The problem, you know, here's the thing, is that the memory is attached to a belief and to a feeling. So when the other person, who's the prospect that has nothing to do with you and your past, says something, he triggers that part. He triggers the feeling and the belief of that scene in the past.
I see.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is to discombobulate that whole thing and go, well, you know, yes, that's okay, but this is now, and now is different.
Right.
And now I am with the mindset. I'm not with cold calling. You see, when you change behaviors, they keep coming back. You have to tell them to go back, you know, to go away. It's like every transition is difficult because of that. Because, you know, going in transition is really difficult. That's why it's important to name the transitions.
Mm-hmm.
You see, with the mindset. Now you have the mindset. So you know, yesterday you didn't have the mindset, but you still have the thoughts that that guy is going to hang up on you because, you know, but they don't belong to the mindset anymore.
Right. So the key idea here is to label your thoughts and decide whether they should be with you or not. And if they're not helping in any way, then it's time to put them back. Let them
go. Right. I mean, you decide what thoughts are the ones that are going to actually
right.
be the ones that will actually help you, you know, because you already Excellent. Know which ones are not helping anyway.
Right, right. And
you
and
see
this,
that
this
every day. I mean, you're repeating
yeah.
it, you know. And when they say, what's that saying? The definition of insanity is doing things over and over again and expecting different results.
For sure. I found
right?
that this rolls into number two. Number two is change yourself. That will change others. So what you're saying, you know, in sequence here is when you are able to be present and have those thoughts, you know, not be with you, then that's momentum for you to be able to better yourself, and that energy gets transferred to the person you're talking to, say, in a sales environment, right?
Of course, because you've been saying it all along. If you don't mean it, you know, no matter what, how great your opening statement is.
Right.
If you have a thought interfering there that says, he's going to end up the call, he's going to end up the call, he's going to end up the call, guess what? What's going to happen? He's going to end
right.
up the call.
Right.
That's the power of your thoughts.
Very powerful. So this whole, you know, the whole authenticity behind the Unlock the Game mindset, like you said, if you just use what we give you without the clarity and the authenticity of the moment, then it cancels itself out.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
And,
so,
and
yeah,
then
go
the
ahead.
Thing about changing yourself, it's, I'm sorry, Ari, to interrupt, but
go ahead.
Only this. You know, this thing about changing yourself, it's the only way you can change things. I mean, by now, we all know that we cannot change anybody. You know, people don't change unless they
right.
want to change. I mean, you can change yourself. When you change yourself, the entire environment changes.
Right.
You see?
Absolutely.
I want to tell you, you know, and there's a story about me, actually. I am a very compulsive personality and extreme. You know, I come from Basque and Italian people. And honestly, you know, for some reason, and this is totally relevant to this, for some reason in my past or when I was a child, I decided that, you know, what was going to get me love and approval was give and not receive anything. So I ended up in one disaster after another because, you know, that's completely unbalanced. How are you going to give and not receive, you know?
Right.
People resent you in the end. It's not good. Nothing that's an extreme is good. That's why I came with the 50-50, because this is why I came with the 50-50. This is my secret, Ari. It's because I was so extreme that I decided it was so painful that I didn't want to be there anymore.
Right.
So I found the middle line, you know.
I see. And I think the middle line in translation means being centered in yourself. And being centered with who you are, and when you're like that throughout the day, the good things happen around you, and fears don't enter your world. I'll tell you one thing that I do for myself to keep myself centered during the day is I set an alarm to go off every couple hours on my computer or wherever I am to remind me, and it just simply says, "Are you in the present moment?"
Fantastic.
So what I do, it reminds me, and I just stop wherever I am. I look around, and I say, okay, whatever I'm thinking about right now, I need to stop and just be here now. And the more, every time I do that, every couple of hours, I find myself less out of control and more centered, and better things happen to me.
Yeah. Well, you're the master of the middle line. You're an example of the middle line, you know. And that's because maybe that's your secret, you see. It's a little sign there that says that to remind you, because it is incredibly important. Everything changes. In the middle line, time disappears, you know. And relationships...
Well, just on that comment, I tell you that, you know, this whole idea of time, you know, the watch and the clock and the time was invented by human beings.
Exactly.
But before a human being invented the idea of time, we all live in the space of being present.
Exactly.
And I think that when we can understand that time is an invention that we created, that was never there, before us, or is a manufactured concept, then the more we are present, that's why I catch myself for a few hours, am I present? The more I'm present throughout the day, the more amazing things happen. And then the days that go by where I might be overwhelmed or have too much going on and I'm not aware of what's going on now, good things don't happen.
Exactly.
So that's how I see it. And it's the same thing as you, just different languaging, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And honestly, in my case, I have said this to you so many times, but I can't avoid repeating it. It was such a pleasure to find you and to work with you and to have a for God's sake, I was coming from corporate, I mean, it's like, mm-hmm. Talk about difference.
Sure.
I'm the Washington Post,
Sure, sure.
So
well,
it's
wonderful.
It's a breath of fresh air, when everything happens in the middle line, when relationships flourish, when there's cooperation, there's collaboration, there's not competition.
Yes. And in a way, traditional selling, though, is a competition. You're competing,
yes,
against your prospect to see who wins, you see? Because if they say no, you lose. If you get the sale, you win. And in our world, that is just so, it's just does not work, because you're giving something, you're taking over something that's not yours. And so
Exactly. That's
why people in our world are successful, because the more present they are, the more sales happen, because other prospects or other people they talk to gravitate towards them.
Exactly. And people are hungry for that anyway. We all are hungry for that. I mean,
yeah.
I am sure that every member that has ever passed through your program felt a huge sense of relief when they encountered you. Because I did. And I wasn't even looking for, I was looking for something else, but I did.
Right.
Just couldn't get away. So I'm going, oh, my God, if we can really change this. For me, this is not even, for me, this is like a movement. We need to do as much as we can here to change it, because we are all going to be so much more happy.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I've never... My the way I view myself has changed over the years. The beginning I saw myself as a sales trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw myself as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as things are evolving, really what this is a philosophy. It's
right.
A philosophy of how to treat human beings and a philosophy of how to live. And certainly it can absolutely be applied to selling, which it is being applied in this specific area. But, if you look at this holistically and you're in the moment with someone, this applies to all areas of life, as you know.
Absolutely.
And we have stories coming in from all kinds of stories of people using this with their kids.
I was going to tell that story. I have one with the kids that's so great. Yeah, everybody's using it with the kids. Can you imagine?
Sure.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Are
you open
to
spaghetti tonight?
Yeah, are you open? Exactly. That's the key phrase.
Well,
I did tell the story a while back for those who may not have heard the story, but we have a member who has a teenage son, and he came back past curfew, and they had been hostile towards each other over the last few weeks, and the son came home past his curfew, and he thought to himself, okay, I can remember the mindset, right? To diffuse the pressure, get to the truth, and solve the problem. So what he said to his son is, would you be open to us identifying what the problem is so we can solve this together? That's what he said to his son. And his son says to him, first of all, he was in shock, And he says, are you on drugs, Dad, or something? What has got into you? To make a long story short, they're now best friends. They solved the problem of why he was late. And I think this has very larger implications for the world. And I don't want to get too abstract about this, but certainly as it comes down to our reality here in terms of success and sales, the more we can clear our thoughts and be present, and then apply the technology of Unlock the Game, the more success we'll have.
No doubt.
So talk to us about stepping in the prospect psychology. What do you mean by that?
Okay. Here's, what you do when you go to the – what does it mean? What really means to step into the prospect psychology? We talk about stepping in the prospect's shoes. But and that's really what it means to really step in the psychology. So now, here's what happens. Let's go for a minute to what the prospect is thinking when they get the call.
Okay.
They're not going to be happy with the call. They are used to you treating them like a voice without a body and a spirit that is supposed to sound like an ATM machine.
Mm-hmm.
They are used to this treatment. Now, think about it for a moment. I mean, how disrespectful that can be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, how disregarding.
Okay, let me understand this. So I like this, because what you're saying is the prospective person, the person you're calling, when you call them and you're not fully present, as we're talking about, that uh-huh. all they're receiving from you is an auditory voice, and in that voice they hear messages of, you know, all they want is something from me. And what you're saying is if you fill in the blank spots there and you can clear your mind and be there with them, then that message overtakes the voice, and now it's congruent and it works.
Right, because it's the humanity of the prospect. When you take full responsibility for your actions, what you do is that, the first thing you have to do is to see where does this person come from? I mean, if we accept the fact that we've been doing this and we talk about it, well, let's elaborate on the consequences of those actions, because those were behaviors that we had for years, and they had consequences. So this person on the other side of the line, you know, it's kind of our creation, really.
Oh, that's a deep concept there.
Well, but it's true.
No, I understand. I mean, it's great. I just want to clarify it for my own self, and maybe it'll clear for everybody else. But what you're saying is there's certain things that we're sending across the phone that we're probably totally unaware of that's causing the other person to reject us. And if we can be aware of those components, because in what we're sending across the phone creates that reaction. We're actually ourselves, we're creating that reaction on the other side of the phone. If we can be aware of these things, then we won't create this sort of monster on the side of the phone. We'll create a human being connecting to us.
Exactly. Exactly, because here's what happens. We know that 80-20, and we were talking about percentages before, right? We know that 80-20 is going to be you speak 80% of the time. Mm-hmm. They listen 20% of the time. Then if they have a little window of response, if they're 20%, which is, you know, the short part of the stick, and they say something, they are objected. And then on top of it, you want to close them on something that you didn't even give them time to think mm-hmm. if they needed.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
right.
That's exactly like talking to a voice that has no body, no soul, and is supposed to sound like an ATM machine. Chi-chin.
Right.
So,
right.
Of course, this is not a happy camper.
Well, you certainly have a way of explaining this thing in a way that actually makes everything just much more profound. And how, and I think what this is doing, certainly for me, it certainly makes me aware of how I'm being perceived.
Exactly. I mean, if you're not aware of how you're being perceived, you're totally
right.
Lost in the game. You don't understand anything. So the thing is that, you know, there's this Buddhist saying that I love always, which is your enemy is your master. And I tell clients and people all the time, if you have a problem in front of you, it's a great opportunity, always. An objection is a great opportunity, but not to harass the other person. It's a great opportunity as a reflection on you,
mm-hmm.
on whatever you're feeling and thinking, and how can you participate in that equation and enrich from the experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about this notion here about winning the prospect back? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, that ties it with the with this other concept of accepting and acknowledging the reality of the prospect, because he's not a happy camper and he's not going to be. So, you know, he might be open because he wants to hear about something or whatever. I mean, they answer the calls, but they are screening like 90%. Mm-hmm. So, the idea of winning the prospect back is being very aware of what he's thinking, which is all these things that we are saying now, so that you can go back. And, I mean, the idea is to open it up in yourself first, so that you can go back and see if there is an opening with this person. Because this person obviously is pissed off at you. You know, so the idea is to acknowledge them as them and the situation in the past and saying, really, this is bad. I treated this person with disrespect and disregard, and no wonder he's pissed off at me. And, I had to reinvent the relationship.
I think that thought relates to when I talk about when you call back someone that you've lost or whatever, you call back and say, I'm just calling to apologize.
Exactly.
I'm just calling to apologize. You know,
exactly.
Because it exemplifies humanity. I mean,
exactly.
I'm just calling to apologize if we hadn't gotten in touch. It's probably my fault. Maybe I dropped the ball or something. But being humble in humanity
exactly.
is what opens up the pipeline to get to the truth of what they're thinking.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
so
to
end that thought, I think the most important part of that thought is that when you realize that he is a consequence of your actions, somehow your creation, you're taking responsibility, and then you know how he feels, and then you can go back and win him back.
Right. So rather, it's interesting because with a lot of programs I've been through in traditional selling, the whole concept is that the prospect is the one who's causing the problem. They're the ones rejecting us. They're the ones playing games against us. So we have to be smart and outsmart them. That's sort of the traditional way
exactly.
of thinking.
Exactly, but that's not true. This is a 50-50. We have to take. Yeah, exactly.
Sure, but in our world, it's yeah, and us being smarter understand that. It's not about that. It's about understanding that what you're saying is they're reacting the way they're reacting, not because of the way they are. They're reacting because of the way we're coming across.
Exactly.
And so we have to take responsibility for that reaction.
Exactly. We have to.
Right.
If we want to start a relationship with that person.
Which is a very, very humbling,
yeah.
You know, thing for all of us to do is to say, okay, if I'm being rejected on the phone or not getting a hold of, not getting through to someone in a coherent way, then what do I need to do to detox myself
exactly.
to have clarity?
Exactly so. Because you know, we are talking about building a relationship with a prospect. But we cannot build a relationship if we are not very clear and open ourselves from our 50 part of the equation. You see,
for sure.
It's again meeting somebody in the middle. You meet somebody in the middle with your part of your responsibility. Then it's theirs, right?
Mm-hmm. So we need to patch up our holes in ourselves first, or as part of the process, in order for us to get to where we need to be ultimately, which is, you know, successful, we want to reach our goals, basically.
Yeah, and the other thing is that, you know, we were talking about the detox process. Here it is. When you're detoxing from alcohol or drugs, what happens is mm-hmm. that you go, you know, it's a loved one. Okay, this is what happens. It's a loved one, and you understand that he's really angry at you, you know, because you did terrible things when you were in drugs and alcohol with that person.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go back and say, I'm sorry. But there's something here that's really important that has to do with the respect that you also convey, is that you have to be patient and you have to be empathetic. And the thing is that in this whole process where you humanize the prospect, you become patient and empathetic and so much more effective and in finding where the opening is because you're open. So if the person is like 1% open, you're going to find that. You're going to connect with them with that 1%.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, one thing I talk about a lot on my calls with people when I coach people as well individually is this whole idea behind pausing in silence.
Exactly.
Can you talk about how that ties to the, all this?
Yes. And you know, Ari, I would love to talk about that. That is completely tied with the time, too, because it's the time. Here's the thing. There is a connection between time and your tonality. Now, and this is my favorite part. When you are, and we've talked about it already, when you are with a friend on a telephone call, you are completely present. Time disappears, and your tonality is completely in that moment with that person. The better the relationship, the more 50-50, it's like it's only you and that person in the world sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. There's no time. Even if you talk with that person for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, when you are in the call with a prospect, you're on forward mode because you, first of all, you're thinking in the chichin. And second of all, which is our case, it's because you want to get out of there. You want to get out of there as fast as you can.
You're expecting a not a pleasant experience.
Because you know that you've been abusing this person. Of course you want to get out of there.
Right.
You know? It's not comfortable. We know we've been doing this. That's why we are with you. You know, we wouldn't be with you if we wouldn't. All we're doing here is name it, you know? Naming
right.
the process and the thoughts is a great thing because it gives you a picture in your mind.
Right. This is why some people who I coach in the beginning and I have them role play with me on the phrases, and then it's funny, they call me on the phone, we talk a little bit, and then we talk just normally back and forth, and then I have them just role play with me on a couple opening phrases, and then they just automatically change their entire pitch, and they just, in terms of pitch, I mean voice, and they change their volume and their delivery.
Right.
I'm like, you just changed who you are. Are you aware of that? You sounded differently. You sounded more hyped, more excited. You raised your tone of your voice. You've just lost you in that last second, in that last couple of seconds. Do you realize that? And they go, no.
Yeah.
Nobody's
yeah.
ever told me that I sound yeah. different when I actually am selling. I said, you are. And this is the problem because it's inauthentic. You're not
right.
being your true self. And if you cannot be centered, pause, and talk the same way you would with someone you know, someone you're calling for the first time, then you're at a very large disadvantage.
Exactly.
And I think this is one of the reasons why I'm comfortable when I go to do corporate client work. I did a lot more of that in the past, not as much anymore, where I would do live cold calls in a room of 50 people.
Wow.
And I would say, okay, I would say, you know, bring me up your toughest prospect right now who you can't get a hold of or who's rejecting you, and I'm going to call them right now. And the whole room would just be in complete shock. They go, what? You can't call someone who's our prospect if you don't work for us. You don't even know our products. And my response would always be is that I don't need to know what your solution is. All I need to know is the problem that you solve for people.
Exactly.
And as long as I combine that with being my natural self in a relaxed way, magic's going to happen. Then, of course, I make the call and I get an appointment and talk to people, and they'd be like, "Okay, you walk on water," you know. But
you know
but that combination of being centered is the secret of it all.
And of course, when you do that, you don't have any thoughts interfering.
Right.
Yeah.
And I would expect good things to happen. You see, because I know I'm not doing anything to trigger a negative reaction. That's what it comes down to. Ultimately, when you detox yourself, when you stay centered, relaxed, calm, with the right problem statement, you're going to know ahead of time when you enter the dialogue with someone, it's going to be fine. Because
exactly.
you're doing nothing to trigger the wall to go up. Because it all begins with your own triggers.
Yeah. Yeah, so. And you know, when the more you humanize the prospect in your mind, and you know, like I was saying, and we're not going through the points here, but for instance, or the bullet points, so.
Yeah, we're off, but that's okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know. I know, but when you say, for instance, now I lost track again. I'm sorry.
Well, no problem. But there was one thing I want to kind of touch on before we open up the call to comments and questions, and that's the whole idea that you have about writing a letter to your prospect. Can you tell us about that?
Well, the letter really resumes everything. The thing with letters is that they are incredibly powerful healing tools. In a letter, it's like you can pour things, what you feel, what you think. It's a great tool. Now, what happens is that my idea is to coach people to write that letter to the prospect that resumes, in a way, this conversation we had today.
Uh-huh.
You see, it's like the step-by-step process where you acknowledge, then you go, I'm so sorry I did this. Then you go, I'm going to change the relationship with you. I'm committed to this. And then you really start, because it's about starting it in your heads again, right? We said we start
right,
the conversation.
So yeah, just for clarification, everyone. So what Lewis has come up with is an exercise where you can write a letter. You don't mail this letter to anybody, but you write the letter with the intention that's written to your prospect, and on that letter, you tell them the truth of what's going on in terms of, you know, the reality of what your intentions are.
Right.
And I think by laying that out in paper and saying, look, I'm literally writing this down, you know, dear John, whatever, you know, prospect, my goal here is not to pressure you, to push you.
Right.
I just want to build a relationship with you. This talking it through and writing it itself is a self-healing process.
Yes, it's very powerful. Exactly, because the idea is to coach them and through the things that they have to say, so they have to go through the thoughts and kind of like align them. It's all about
right.
aligning the thoughts in the warehouse.
Right. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I bet you and I could do a seminar for about 3 days on this topic.
I know. We would never end.
And maybe one day we will if there's enough need out there and we hear that people saying do it.
Oh.
But this has been wonderful. I know I'm sure it's impacted a lot of people as well. And just so we can respect the time here, let's open up the call. Bernadette, are you there, our friendly operator? Are you in the background?
Good evening.
Ah, there you are. Great. So if you could open up questions or comments from people, I'd love to hear anybody who's worked with Luce already and tell us some of your successes.
Okay. We reached the Q&A portion of the conference call. If you have a question or comment, please hit *0. An operator will ask you your name, and I'll call you in the order that we receive you. Again, please hit *0. Okay, we have a few coming in. Let me go ahead and get those for you.
Okay. Again, any comments or questions for me, Luce, or just thoughts about what we're talking about today? It's pretty thought-provoking information and ideas, and I'm excited about opening up this whole new area for people in our membership talking about these kind of things.
Okay, we have our first question, and that will be Bob. Bob, please go ahead and state your question today.
Yeah, hi, Ari.
Hi, Bob.
I tuned in late this evening, so I'm not quite sure who we're talking with, but I tuned in right at a moment when I really had to be onto the phone call. I made a cold call, got an appointment, and the owner of my company insisted on accompanying me to this appointment. I had great rapport on the phone with the prospect. It was a young legal assistant, probably 25, 26 years old. And he said, don't tell her I'm coming. I'm just going with you. And, okay. He dominated the presentation, and he's a very forceful, A-type personality. I think I've commiserated about him in the past. And the meeting was good. It lasted an hour, which was way too long. But, and you know, he goes back in 1985 and brings it up to the future. So it's kind of hard, and he's very aggressive. And as we leave the account, he says, "This account is going to give us business. I want you to be all over them." So I follow along those lines, which is counter my personality. Uh-huh. And the resentment that I've gotten as feedback has been incredible.
Huh.
And I know the work is there, and what your guest was saying about how to get back in her good graces would be very important to me if we could just, you know,
all right,
in light of what I just said.
Okay.
How do I get back in there?
Just to clarify, that's the one who we're interviewing, Luce, who's one of our coaches. So what's just happened here? This actually happened to me, and this is actually one of the reasons that kicked me off into this new concept of unlock the game. Is I had a great relationship with a potential client, and my boss came in aggressive, same thing, just you know, bull in a china shop, and I realized this is not me, and then that's where the whole thing kind of got created from. But in your case, what's happening here is you said there's business there, so the issue here is it's not about your product or your solution or the need. The problem here is the approach is broken. The approach he took broke the created all these problems. So all you can do now is you can call back your contact there and just say, what's the person's name there? What are your contact people's name over there?
Natalie.
Natalie. Okay, I like to use real names because it makes me feel like I'm actually talking to them. So I'd say, "Hi, Natalie. It's Bob. I just wanted to just call for one reason only. I'm just calling to apologize, to truly apologize on behalf of whatever your boss's name, on behalf of John's behavior, on behalf of John's behavior at our meeting."
Dare I go there? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Because they want to hear the truth. They're upset, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
okay, so they're upset. So we have to meet them where they are with the truth. Say, on behalf of his behavior, I apologize. You know, we built a relationship. That's not how I operate. I think he just had an off day. We're not going to diss him. We'd say he had an off day. He had a bad day. He wasn't himself, or, you know, whether he was or not, it just wasn't appropriate. I'm going to talk to myself about it, but I want you to know that my goal, here it is, regardless of whether we work together or not, is to sustain the relationship long term.
Right.
So I just want to, I hope you accept my honest apologies for that, and I hope we can, you know, recreate something new. So, Aluce, what do you think about that?
Exactly that, completely. It's the humbleness, and it's the honesty, and it's the acknowledgement. You know, self-responsibility starts with acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
The more we are able to acknowledge the reality and the situation as it is and the other person in any situation in life or any area, the more we're going to be able to connect and to be happier and be more productive. You know, it's the two things, really.
Yeah, I think they need to hear from you, Bob, that you truly feel what they feel, and the way you do that is by saying what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they'll see you're actually a guy who cares more about the relationship than the actual sale. And then what happens, whatever happens, happens. But at least you've done your best to repair that damage.
Yeah. In the interim, I did send her an email saying, "Would you mind if I gave you a call this afternoon?" And that led to, she said, "Sure, call anytime."
Good.
And then that led to, "Can I stop by when I'm over in the building? Just, you know, because there are other clients in the building I talk to." She said, "Sure, just give me a heads up." And I went in, I was there, I swear, I think she expected me to be there for 15 minutes, I don't think I was there for 15 seconds. I just came in, I said, "Hi, you know, it's great to see you, I just want to let you know I'm very interested in working with you, and I'm not going to take your time. Thanks for, you know, agreeing to meet with me, and I'll be in touch." Whether that's within the mindset or not, it's probably outside.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, you can go much further than that. much further because saying I want to work together is still talking about the sale. Let's forget the sale. Let's just talk about what happened and how inappropriate it was for him to act that way. And you need to be basically you're now on their side, mm-hmm. and that's where they need to feel that you're on their side.
Right.
And that's where you need to be, not halfway. You need to go all the way and say, hey, you're right. He messed it up. I'm sorry. It's not the way I like to operate. You know, and I'll keep him out of our meetings from now on. I won't let him back. I'll chain him to his desk. You know, make a joke about it. You know? But it'll just be me and you, you know. So give that a try.
I'll do that tomorrow.
All right, Bob. Let us know.
All right, thanks.
Okay, our next question is coming from Eva. Eva, please go ahead.
Hi, Ari and Luz.
Hi, Eva.
Hi.
Hi, Eva.
Hi. I wanted to add in my comment about tonality when we're calling our prospects. Luz has been my coach, and she's been awesome, especially with the tonality portion and coming up with good problem statements. So what I wanted to talk about is the tonality and how Luz had coached me to speak slowly and pause and, you know, like we had written down the script and she told me where to pause and to put in the slashes so that I would remember where to pause.
Okay.
And the next day I made my very first phone call. I left a voicemail for the president of a particular company and unfortunate or not, he didn't call me back, but he asked one of his staff to call me back. So it was a huge success for me because of the tonality coaching and the proof that it really works, even though I had only left a voicemail. Wow.
Hmm. Wow, just on a voicemail mm-hmm. in itself got a reaction like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and the receptionist had told me, because I got through to the president's voicemail, so I pressed zero, like your documentation and your mindset, you know,
right.
indicated that you should try to talk to somebody. I did chat with the receptionist, and she said, well, you know, the president doesn't really take phone calls, so you're better off taking, you know, leaving a message.
Uh-huh.
I did. I left a message, and he had somebody call me back.
So obviously this busy, busy executive who doesn't take calls, and I hear this all the time, they're so busy.
Yep.
All of a sudden you've entered into his world and he hears this voice that sounds so genuine and just so not salesy that actually triggered him to create movement with you.
Exactly.
Well, therein shows proof of all this.
Yes. It, you know what? It was absolutely fabulous, and I even sent Luz an email right away. Well, I think it was full of exclamation marks, wasn't it, Luz?
Yeah, it was great.
It was four, yes. I was so excited.
It worked.
Because it was my first phone. It was my first phone call, and it's so proved to me that it works.
Right, right. And all you were doing was communicating in a way that was natural and respectful in a human way.
Yes. Calm.
Yeah.
And almost in a whisper because I'm a type A person and my voice, you know, I get excited, my voice gets louder, you know.
Right.
So I just kept it calm and I think like you both of you discussed tonight, being in the moment also probably helped to keep me calm and just think right now about what I'm doing.
Mm.
Just think quietly, calmly, but still confidently.
Yeah.
And
that's very powerful, and maybe in a similar talk, another call, we'll go into techniques around how to stay centered. You know, there's different ways around visualization to meditation to things you do, pictures you look at on the wall, and maybe that might be a topic of discussion at some point in the future.
That'd be great.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yes,
thank you, Eva.
You're welcome.
Okay, our next one is coming from Natalie. Natalie, please go ahead.
Hi, Ari and Luz.
Hello.
Hey, Natalie.
Hey, I want to say what a blessing this was. I mean, Luz really And Ari, you articulated it beautifully. This, what you have done, and I think, I mean, this is just some comments, really, no real questions, but, you know, there's a big place and a big role that this type of, you know, philosophy, if you will, just this, what Luce is really saying and conveying, there's a huge benefit to integrate it with the mindset. It really is one, you know, one and the same. And
right.
It just blows me away that, you know, when Luce, when you said something about archive, well, actually, Ari, you know, said about archiving, and Luce, you said, you know, using past and present and future and really going back and, you know, putting those thoughts in their respective places. I mean, that's a heavy concept, but
it
that
is heavy,
really
yeah.
necessary.
Right.
It really is. And I think if people could really, everybody on the call and just people in general can really grab a hold of that
yeah.
and do it, it will change your life. I mean,
yeah.
I can just tell you from my own life in general, you know, that works. Because I can give you reasons why I shouldn't be where I'm at in my life.
Uh-huh.
But it's the thoughts of the past that block the way of the present and the future.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And so I just want to say thank you. I think that's it's a big eye-opener. I hope everybody really got that because it's just so wonderful, and it really does go with what Ari has been teaching with the mindset. And you're humble. You're with humility to just be able to, you know, aren't we humble when we look at our thoughts and we introspectively look at it and go, okay, thought, you're popping up. Why are you, you know, why are you here? You're humbling yourself to your thoughts.
Right.
And putting them in their respective places, living in the present, and the doors will really open.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, thank you. It was a fantastic call, and Luce, it just your insight was just wonderful.
Thank you so much, Natalie. I'm so glad that we got to meet by
yeah.
phone this time.
Absolutely.
This is great to hear. It really inspires me to hear your feedback because it helps me open up this whole thing to a much larger playing field, you know, in terms of giving me permission to what we can talk about in these calls and really expanding this thing, because you're right. This expansion is necessary for us to really harness the whole power of all of us together. And one thing I'll mention, too, that I may have a special guest next month who actually is my personal coach, who helps me with my mindset, being present, and helping me move forward. And I think I'm going to have him share with you some of the things he teaches me, things that I do on a daily basis to be like this every day. And so if I can get him to do this, it's going to be a wonderful call. And, well, I think we should even have Luce come back again for part two of this because there's so much here.
I'll come happily.
Okay.
Anytime.
Well,
thank
I
you,
love
Natalie.
It, Ari, and it's going to be, it's what you're saying is just music to my ears. I really, because harness that and make it happen, because I'm telling you, it'll explode. This is really great stuff.
For sure. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yep, you're welcome.
Bernadette, we'll do one more.
Okay, currently there are no questions pending.
Okay, all right, that's perfect then. So if you enjoyed this call and want to hear more about this kind of topics, go to my website, unlockthegame.com, go to the chat box, and just let Del May know there, or just talk to whoever's there today or tomorrow, send us a message, and give us your feedback on how this call went, what you thought about it, what you're going to take away from it, and what else you want to hear from us, because I'm open now to really expanding these calls to much more more things around just the actual languaging and the phrases, and just to really give you more breath and more motivation and inspiration. So, Luce, I want to thank you so much for this great call we had.
Thank you, Ari. It was an incredible pleasure for me. You have no idea.
Great. I think it's the beginning of something new and exciting for everybody. So thank you, everybody. And actually, hold on. Let's see if we can get back here. 1 second. Are you all there?
Yes.
Yep.
Great. Well, did you all enjoy that?
Yes, it was great.
Yeah.
Very
much so.
You bet.
Thank you, Luz.
All right,
thank
good.
You.
Just
You're
welcome. Make sure you come back to the site and give us your feedback in the chat box, and we'll all talk soon. Take care and talk to everybody
okay.
later.
Bye.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Hey, bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.